Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Duh.
December.
Nice. They're scrubbing that.
Gamers, 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 gamers.
If you're a gamer, you are in the correct position.
Gamers.
Because welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game.
What is it?
God damn it, it's a video game review podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping.
Whoa!
I'm your host, Joe.
I'm your host, Jackson.
Well, I don't know if you can have two hosts, and
you
I'm
can.
Really tired. I've gamed too much.
Game too hard, too much Fortnite.
Well, look,
you got too much Fortnite disease.
Here is something embarrassing.
Okay.
I am not tired because of Fortnite, but I did...
It is relevant in some way.
But I did play Fortnite... until 12:30 a.m. But
how? From when? When'd you start?
11.
Okay. Hour and a half. That's fine.
12:30 is a normal bedtime for me.
Yeah.
It's what happened after that is why I'm tired. I went.
You're
to bed.
Really inching out this story.
I went to bed, and then a housemate of mine that works for this company.
Okay.
Messaged me and was like, hey, are you up? I've had a crazy night. And I was like, yeah, I am. And then she was like, cool. I can't wait to see you. And I was like, sick, what time will you be home? And then she said 1:30. And I said, that's not now. And I could have gone to sleep, but that's an awesome intro of like, what is this story?
What's going to happen?
I wouldn't make...
Sorry,
We're recording.
I know you haven't introduced me yet, so we're not. I'm just. Hang on. Did she get home at 1:30? That's all I want to know because I don't think she did.
Great question.
She was home earlier.
Whoa!
Yeah,
that's huge.
So she come and like obviously. Hey, I want to tell you a story at 1:30 in the morning. Today is Thursday for you. It's Friday, but for us it's Thursday. On a Wednesday night, I'm home at 1:30. She has a job. She starts working nights.
Yeah.
So I gotta stay up.
Was the story worth it?
No! Not at all. I didn't go to sleep until 20 past 2.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Anyway, let's introduce our guest for today.
Welcome, Joel Zammit, back from the dead.
Oh,
it's so good to be resurrected.
I envy the dead.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was pretty good.
Must be nice.
It's pretty good being in Game of Hell.
I gotta get up at 4:30 tomorrow morning. I need to edit this podcast. I'm not gonna have a normal amount of sleep.
Our friend is not well, hey?
Yeah, I can see this. You doing all right, buddy? Wanna go lie down?
I'll say it, he's praying.
Anyway, today we're counting down the top 5 moments in Thumb Cramps for 2023.
That's right, it is the Listsember.
Oh yeah, shit, I forgot to say
that's
that.
That's okay, dude, I said it.
Yeah,
that's why
you
we're
did.
Both hosts.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I understand what's going on. It's nice to be here for the best of 2023, having been dead for most of the
year.
So it's really nice.
Resurrected maybe 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, we say an occasional gamer prayer to revive one of the original hosts of the show.
Yeah.
And we figured we'd bring you in for this week to let you know what you've missed.
Yeah, because it's been a hell of a year.
It's been a big year.
Yeah, so, exactly.
I guess before we get to the list, like, we'll just have a quick remember.
A little reminisce.
What this year has been.
What this year been.
So, in January, we released one episode, not a themed month.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
I guess it could also have been Da Janulist-ary, because it was...
I guess.
It could have been.
Because it, we released one episode, which was the best games of 2022.
Yes,
with
that's very true.
Friend Andrew Levins.
Yeah, that was wonderful. But that was it for January.
That was it for January.
And it was not officially themed.
No official theme.
And then we, at some point,
the next week happens.
Yeah.
Guess what, bitch? It's February Cube.
And then it's themes all the way down for the whole year.
Yes.
And lo, were they beautiful themes.
Mm-hmm. And listeners often were asking, oh, did you plan out the themes from the start of the year? No,
imagine a world where we did. You can't.
We didn't know if we were going to do a theme the week before the theme happened. So we got February Cube. We've got...
Placed April. I can't remember them in order.
Final dude. March to see.
Final March. February.
So final April. March to see, which is placed April, presented by Ben. Good month. Good month.
Good month. Thanks, Ben.
Then Thumb Cramps hit the road.
That's true, we did.
So Thumb Cramps Abroad, live from Sydney in May.
Yeah, we were driving.
And then in June was...
What happened in June?
What happened in June?
What? June. Are these games good, Gus?
Yeah. June and July, the
Mario...
two...
Oh, April?
Oh, May was... No.
May Rio?
July Rio?
July Rio!
What was not June. June? Yeah, what was June?
June.
If only we were clever.
What did we do?
I wrote down a list, but I didn't include this part.
What the hell did we do in June?
Do you want me to find out?
Yeah, I do.
It's Game of Thanksgiving!
Game of Thanksgiving! We played each other's games.
Yes,
that's right.
So Game of Thanksgiving is
what
in
June. Wonderful month.
Thanksgiving usually happens, I want to say, in November.
Yeah,
Game of Thanksgiving.
Game of Thanksgiving is in June.
It's in June. Yeah.
No, it's just Australia. We're a bit
Yeah, we're back. We're flipped. Reverse
Christmas in June.
Yeah.
So Christmas in July, which is December. No,
Thanksgiving. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, no, good work. Good work,
yeah,
boys.
Yeah, we figured it out.
We did it. We nailed it.
Yeah, so then July Rio.
Obviously.
Are these games good, Gust?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What comes after that?
September, which was...
September was...
Was that also...
Are these games good, Gust?
What the hell did we do in September?
Only a few months ago.
Extember 360.
Extember 360. We hit the road again.
I took our Xbox 360 with us.
We took our Xbox 360 on a little road trip.
And look, you know what? It's embarrassing that I couldn't remember that one off the top of my head because that is written in front of me. Then after that, we have Adaptober.
Obviously.
What if movie was game?
What if movie was game? It is the biggest question.
And then November, obviously, a great month.
Yeah.
No 3D November.
No 3D November. Mm-hmm. We stayed strong. We stayed strong.
You don't want to be
you
a 3D goomer.
Oh, we said no 3D goomers here.
No, not a single one. No.
Yeah.
And then obviously December, dullest December.
We're here.
What a year.
What a year. The year that was.
I reckon I'll play every theme.
February Cube. Final March to see. Play Staple.
Presented by Ben.
Live from Sydney, it's Thumb Cramps Abroad!
On the road again.
Happy Game of Thanksgiving. Tis the season to get sucked off.
It's me,
July Rio. Hey, man.
What?
Are these games good, Gust?
Extember 360.
What if movies were games? No 3D November. Stay strong, gamers. Flat games only.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Winter.
List.
December. I hope you enjoyed listening to that, listeners.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, it's been a beautiful year. Joel Zammit, obviously, you have popped up throughout the year, but which of those themes, hearing them listed in no particular order and aggressively and at random, was your favorite?
I do like No 3D.
Yeah, No 3D November.
No 3D November was important.
Smart
important
to go for one that you could remember the name
100%.
Of.
100%. Yeah. And also one that I inadvertently partook in.
Whoa!
Because that particular month, I remembered I had Loop Hero on my Steam Deck.
That's Loop Hero is a great No 3D November game.
Oh, no. Really go into that hole.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you for not giving in, for staying strong.
Thanks, man.
Did you have a favorite theme this month, Jackson?
I think I really liked Final March to See.
Final March to See. Well, that was the theme centered around you.
Yeah, and I like that. But I also liked that it was sort of an odyssey I went on. Yeah. You know, the other months were fun, but that one felt like a real challenge.
Yeah,
you know,
you grew as a person.
I did.
I
enjoyed one of them.
Yeah, you famously whilst reviewing Final Fantasy 15, were thinking about going home and playing Final Fantasy.
Yeah, absolutely.
15.
And then I played Chocobo Racing or whatever, and nearly killed myself.
Yeah.
It was a month of highs and lows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I really liked Placed April.
Placed April was beautiful.
Xtember 360.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much anything that made me go back or forward, I guess, to a console I never touched.
Yeah.
Forward
or back. I love playing into the future.
Yeah.
What
so
do you mean
thumb
by
cramps,
that?
We cannot confirm whether or not people are listening to it at times of recording. So maybe they're from, I guess they're going back.
Are you
regardless.
Imagining they're from prior to the Xbox 360 coming out?
Yeah, I guess so.
People listening in the past, you know, post the.
Yeah, I was like, that's still back? I was like, are you thinking people listening, you know.
In 2005, in 2000, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Like in 2000, say 20, I don't know, 8, oh, they're talking about that Switch.
Oh, yeah.
But they're still going back.
Yeah, that's their. My future, their past.
Yeah.
Time is crazy.
Time's really is.
Bananas, dude.
Yeah, February AmeCube, obviously, also a really good start to teams.
Great start to the year.
And Xtember 360, I think, had the appeal of seeing our Sydney friends in person.
Oh, always lovely to do.
And I guess while we're celebrating, let's do what we're meant to do today.
Okay.
Which is count down the top 5 moments in thumb cramps in 2023.
Yeah.
There was an Instagram post. We got a lot of comments.
We did.
And if you wanted to go on Instagram.
Oh, you got to follow us at ThumbCramps Pod on Instagram. And just a reminder, if you like us doing stuff like PAX or when guests reach out, they're like, hey, I worked on Hitman.
Yeah.
Those things happen because of our social media presence.
It's a trick.
And dog shit.
We're getting you in on a scheme.
Yeah.
It's the same reason you need to give us 5 stars, because people won't listen to the podcast. They'll just look at our social media, and then they'll look at our reviews and be like, yeah, I'll do this.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we're at
E3.
A dead gaming convention. They're bringing it back with thumbcramps.
Yeah. Just be you two in an empty hall.
Yeah.
Being like, D3, what's going on?
Dude, I heard E3 was haunted. I'm scared.
I don't know if any people listening to Thumbcramps currently are like older Plumbing the Death Star listeners, but imagine when we performed live at RTX in London.
Oh, yeah.
Except this time. Except,
at the perfect time of 9 a.m.
Now imagine, so we...
Were people still queuing to get their, like, you know, passes for the weekend?
Were
we in the second biggest hall, even though it was 9 a.m. and we could not have filled that even at our absolute peak?
Yes.
Now, were we in the a room that was wrongly advertised?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
now,
were there
airplanes flying over the whole time, interrupting our episode?
Now,
absolutely.
Did it cost us a lot of money?
Yeah.
Oh, it did. Did this bitch demand a refund? You better believe he did. Oh, this motherfucker got a war with Rooster. I did.
No F's and Jeffs, but I like that you went to war with Rooster. And we're on the right side of history now.
Yeah, exactly.
I did it because of capitalism, but it's nice to know that I'm the right side of history.
That's true.
So if you want us to do that again, but as thumb
cramps. That exact scenario.
If you want us to do that again, but as thumb cramps, and this time on purpose, you know what to do.
That's true.
And I think this is a bread hot time to start.
All right, let's
I'm
go, baby.
This down on a padded
You got
paper.
That? You're flapping it? Oh, that's
How
awesome.
How good does that sound? Anyway, number 5. This episode so far, which When I wrote it down, I didn't know what was going to happen.
But you were right. You were right.
We did it.
Can we hear it again?
Yeah.
Play it on time, baby. Gamers, 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 gamers.
If you're a gamer, you are in the correct position.
Gamers.
Because welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game.
What is it?
God damn it, it's a video game review podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping.
Whoa!
I'm your host, Joel.
I'm your host, Jackson.
Well, I don't know if you can have two hosts. And
you
I'm
can.
Really tired. I've gamed too much.
Game too hard, game too hard. Too much Fortnite.
Well, look.
You got too much Fortnite disease.
Here is something embarrassing.
Okay.
I am not tired because of Fortnite, but I did.
It is relevant in some way.
But I did play Fortnite until 12:30 a.m. But
how? From when? When'd you start?
11.
Okay. Hour and a half. That's fine.
12:30 is a normal bedtime for me.
Yeah.
It's what happened after that is why I'm tired. I went.
You're
to bed.
Really inching out this story.
I went to bed, and then a housemate of mine that works for this company.
Okay.
Messaged me and was like, "Hey, are you up? I've had a crazy night." And I was like, "Yeah, I am." And then she was like,
"Cool,
I can't wait to see you." And I was like, "Sick, what time will you be home?" And then she said 1:30. And I said, "That's not now." And I could have gone to sleep, but that's an awesome intro of like, what is this story?
What's gonna happen?
I wouldn't make.
Sorry,
I know you haven't introduced me yet.
So we look. I'm just. Hang on. Did she get home at 1:30? That's all I want to know because I don't think she did.
Great question.
She was home earlier.
Whoa!
Yeah,
that's huge.
So she come and like obviously. Hey, I want to tell you a story at 1:30 in the morning. Today is Thursday for you. It's Friday, but for us it's Thursday. On a Wednesday night, I'm home at 1:30. She has a job. She starts working nights.
Yeah.
So I gotta stay up.
Was the story worth it?
No. Not at all. I didn't go to sleep until 20 past 2.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Anyway, let's introduce our guest for today.
Welcome, Joel Zammit, back from the dead.
Oh,
it's so good to be resurrected.
I envy the dead.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was pretty good.
Must be nice.
It's pretty good being in Game of
Hell. I gotta get up at 4:30 tomorrow morning. I need to edit this podcast. I'm not gonna have a normal amount of sleep.
Our friend is not well, hey?
Yeah, I can see this. You doing all right, buddy? Wanna go lie down?
I'll say it, he's praying.
Anyway, today we're counting down the top 5 moments in Thumb Cramps for 2023.
That's right, it is the list. Samba.
Oh, yeah, cool. Shit, I forgot to say
that's
that.
That's okay, dude, I said it.
Yeah,
that's why
you
we're
did.
Both hosts.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I understand what's going on. It's nice to be here for the best of 2023, having been dead for most of the
year.
So it's really nice.
Resurrected maybe 3 or 4 times.
We say an occasional gamer prayer to revive one of the original hosts of the show.
Yeah.
And we figured we'd bring you in for this week to let you know what you've missed.
Yeah, because it's been a hell of a year.
It's
like
been a big
up
year.
My story.
Yeah, so, exactly.
I guess before we get to the list, like we'll just have a quick remember.
A little reminisce.
What this year has been.
What this year been.
So in January, we released one episode, not a themed month.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
I guess it could also have been Da Janulist-ary, because it was a...
I guess.
It could have been.
Because we released one episode, which was the best games of 2022.
Yes,
with
that's very true.
With our good friend Andrew Levins.
Yeah, that was wonderful. But then, that was it for January.
That was it for January.
And it was not officially themed.
No official theme.
And then we, at some point,
the next week happens.
Yeah.
Guess what, bitch? It's February Cube.
And then it's themes all the way down for the whole year.
Yes.
And lo, were they beautiful themes.
Mm-hmm. And listeners often were asking, did you plan out the themes from the start of the year? No,
we didn't. A world where we did. You can't.
We didn't know if we were going to do a theme the week before the theme happened. So we got February Cube. We've got
placed April. I can't remember them in order.
March to see.
Final March to see,
which is placed April, presented by Ben. Good month.
Thanks, Ben.
Then Thumb Cramps hit the road.
That's true, we did.
So Thumb Cramps Abroad, live from Sydney in May. Yeah.
We were driving.
And then in June was...
What happened in June?
What happened in June?
Are these games good, Gus?
Yeah. June and July, the
Mario
two...
April?
May was... No.
May Rio?
July Rio?
July Rio!
What was June? Yeah, what was June?
June. If only we were clever.
What did we do?
I wrote down a list, but I didn't include this part.
What the hell did we do in June?
Do you want me to find out?
Yeah, I do.
It's Game of Thanksgiving.
Game of Thanksgiving. We played each other's games.
Yes,
that's right.
So Game of Thanksgiving is
what
in June.
What a wonderful month. Thanksgiving usually happens, I want to say, in November.
Yeah, it's not November. Game of Thanksgiving is in June.
It's in June. Yeah.
No, it's just Australia. We're a bit
Yeah, we're back. We're flipped.
Christmas in June.
Yeah.
So Christmas in July, which is December. No,
Thanksgiving. Yeah, maybe checks out.
Yeah, no, good work. Yeah, boys.
Yeah, we figured it out.
We did it. We nailed it.
So then July Rio.
Obviously.
Are these games good, Gus?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What comes after that?
September, which was...
September was...
Was that also...
Are these games good, Gus?
What the hell did we do in September?
Only a few months ago.
Extember 360.
Extember 360. We hit the road again.
I took our Xbox 360 with us.
We took our Xbox 360 on a little road trip.
And look, you know what? It's embarrassing that I couldn't remember that one off the top of my head because that is written in front of me. Then after that, we have Adaptober.
Obviously.
What if movie was game?
What if movie what was if? Game? It is the biggest question.
And then November, obviously, a great month.
Yeah.
No 3D November.
No 3D November. Mm-hmm. We stayed strong. Yeah. We stayed strong.
You don't want to be a 3D goomer.
Oh, we said 3D goomers here.
No, not a single one. No.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, December. Dull December.
We're here.
What a year.
What a year. The year that was.
I reckon I'll play every theme.
FebuaneCube. Final March to see. Play Staple.
Presented by Ben.
Live from Sydney, it's Thumb Cramps Abroad!
On the road again.
Happy Game of Thanksgiving. Tis the season to get sucked off.
It's me,
July Rio. Hey, man.
What?
Are these games good, Gus?
Extember 360.
What if movies were games? No 3D November. Stay strong, gamers. Flat games only.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Duh.
List.
December. I hope you enjoyed listening to that, listeners.
Yeah.
It's been a beautiful year. Joel Zammit, obviously, you have popped up throughout the year, but which of those themes, hearing them lifted in no particular order and aggressively and at random, was your favorite?
I do like No 3D.
Yeah, No 3D November.
No 3D November was an important month.
Smart to go
month.
For one that you could remember the name
100%.
Of.
100%. Yeah. And also one that I inadvertently partook in.
Whoa!
Because that particular month, I remembered I had Loop Hero on my Steam Deck.
That's right.
Loop Hero is a great No 3D November game.
Oh, no. What a game to just really go into that hole.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you for not giving in, for staying strong.
Thanks, man.
Did you have a favorite theme this month, Jackson?
I... months. I think I really liked Final March to see.
Final March to see. Well, that was the theme centered around you.
Yeah, and I like that. But I also liked that it was sort of an odyssey I went on. Yeah. You know, the other months were fun, but that one felt like a real challenge.
Yeah,
you know,
you grew as a person.
I did.
I enjoyed
one of them.
Yeah, you famously whilst reviewing Final Fantasy 15, were thinking about going home and playing Final Fantasy. Yeah,
absolutely.
15.
And then I played Chocobo Racing or whatever, and nearly killed myself.
Yeah,
yeah. It was a month of highs and lows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I really liked Place April.
Place April was beautiful.
Extember 360. Mm-hmm. Pretty much anything that like made me go back or forward, I guess, mm-hmm. to a console I never touched.
Yeah. Well,
or
forward or back. I love playing into the future.
Yeah. What so, Thumb Cramps, we cannot like confirm whether or not people are listening to it in time of recording. So maybe they're from, I guess they're going back.
Are you
regardless.
Imagining they're from prior to the Xbox 360 coming out?
Yeah, I guess that.
Were if they people listening in the past, you know, post the.
Yeah, I was like, are you, wait, no, that's still back. I was like, are you thinking people listening, you know.
In 2005,
in 2000,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Like in 2000, say 20, I don't know, 8, being okay. Oh, they're talking about that Switch.
Oh, yeah.
They're still going back.
Yeah, that's their. My future, their past.
Yeah.
Time is crazy.
It Time's really is.
Bananas, dude.
Yeah, February AmeCube, obviously, also a really good start to teams.
Great start to the year.
And Extember 360, I think, had the appeal of seeing our Sydney friends in person.
Oh, always lovely to do.
And I guess while we're celebrating, and let's do what we're meant to do today.
Okay.
Which is count down the top 5 moments in Thumb Cramps in 2023.
Yeah.
There was an Instagram post. We got a lot of comments.
We did.
And if you wanted to go on Instagram.
Oh, you got to follow us at Thumb Cramps Pod on Instagram. And just a reminder, if you like us doing stuff like PAX or when guests reach out, they're like, hey, I worked on Hitman.
Yeah.
Those things happen because of our social media presence.
It's a trick.
And dog shit.
We're getting you in on a scheme.
Yeah.
It's the same reason you need to give us 5 stars, because people won't listen to the podcast. They'll just look at our social media, and then they'll look at our reviews and be like, yeah, I'll do this.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we're at
E3.
Dead gaming convention. They're bringing it back with Thumb Cramps.
It's just be you two in an empty hall.
Yeah.
Being like, D3, what's going on?
Dude, I heard E3 was haunted. I'm scared.
I don't know if any people listening to Thumb Cramps currently are like older Plumbing the Death Star listeners, but imagine when we performed live at RTX in London.
Oh, yeah.
Except this time.
At the perfect time of 9 a.m.
Now imagine, so we...
Were people still queuing to get their, like, you know, passes for the weekend?
Were we in the second biggest hall, even though it was 9 a.m. and we could not have filled that even at our absolute peak?
Yes.
Now, were we in the a room that was wrongly advertised?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
now,
were there
airplanes flying over the whole time, interrupting our episode?
Now, did it cost us a lot of money?
Yeah.
Oh, it did. Did this bitch demand a refund? You better believe he did. Oh, this motherfucker got a war with Rooster. I did.
No F's and Jeffs, but I like that you went to war with Rooster. And we're on the right side of history now.
Yeah, exactly.
I did it because of capitalism, but it's nice to know that I'm the right side of history.
That's true.
So if you want us to do that again, but as Thumb
Cramps. That exact
scenario. If you want us to do that again, but as Thumb Cramps, and this time on purpose, you know what to do.
That's true.
And I think this is a bread hot time to start.
All right, let's
I'm
go, baby.
This down on a pattern.
You got that? You're flapping it? Oh, that's
awesome.
How
good does that sound? Anyway, number 5. This episode so far, which when I wrote it down, I didn't know what was gonna happen.
But you were right. You were right.
We did it.
Can we hear it again?
Yeah.
Play
the
time. Play the time, baby.
Oh, wow. Great episode.
It's great stuff.
Great episode. Thank you to everyone that just listened to the first half of the episode twice and maybe skipped ahead to see if they change anything.
No, could we want to give it to you pure as it happened?
So at the start of the episode when I edited in all the themes, that would have been annoying for me. Putting the entire episode again, that's like 3 clicks. That was easy.
Oh, yeah, that was a breeze.
You're looking at this episode runtime, wow, an hour 50 or something?
How come?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I mean, they listen to the theme songs twice.
That's good. That's beautiful.
They must be, look, I reckon everyone's appreciated.
Yeah, I think so.
So what was your favorite moment in this episode so far?
In this episode?
Yeah, in this episode so far.
Probably when you flapped the paper.
That was pretty good.
I loved when you flapped the paper.
I liked it when we went to war with Rooster Teeth.
That was awesome.
I like how tired you are.
Yeah, me too.
You bring a good tired manic energy.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I had sleep and I had that dangerous level where if I hadn't slept, I'd just be tired and like low energy. But I slept for like 5 hours.
Yeah,
so it's that dangerous like,
when it hits about like maybe 4 p.m.
I'm going to have a nap.
You absolutely are going to. If we wrap up today's day of work before 4 p.m., you're going to exit that door onto the pavement.
Yeah, yeah.
Asleep.
So a lot of highlights so far. So that's why it's a good number 5 entry on the list.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you to the Instagram commenters that put that there, being like the episode where they counted down the top 2023 bits.
You weren't wrong.
Well, I guess they were listening. From the past, so this was their future, and they picked it for the list. So that the insane thing I was saying before maybe almost made sense.
Is that the sound of the goalposts moving?
It's a goal.
Also, he was talking about consoles before.
No. I heard it.
Yeah,
there it is.
I think he's right.
Yeah.
And coming in at number 4, thumb cramps listeners getting into dangerous accidents.
This
is one of the first things you've missed out on. Mm-hmm. This year, we have found out about multiple people crashing their car or, alternatively, being hit by a car or, in one case, my favorite instance, being hit by an ambulance whilst listening to Thumb Cramps.
Is it the most lethal podcast we produce?
Because we've had this before with plumbing.
Yeah.
Where people have been like, I almost got into a car wreck because I was too busy laughing or like getting angry at you know, for running your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm guessing even worse for this.
Yeah,
this
people.
Show.
We have 3 confirmed car accidents.
Yeah.
2 confirmed pedestrians being hit by cars, and one of those was by an ambulance.
And one person was hit by a car whilst listening to us talk about the other person who had been hit by a car.
And when they got hit by the car, their AirPods went flying, and then they were like, the person was like, oh my God, your AirPods, like just turn up and press play, we'll be able to hear it. And they were like, no, I wasn't listening to anything because they were scared of what the person who just hit them with their car was gonna hear.
They were like,
it was nothing at all. I was just silent.
I didn't have AirPods. What's AirPods?
Yeah, so that's really good stuff. Getting hit by an ambulance is one of the funniest things you can get hit by.
What would you be thinking is the ambulance collided with your fragile body? Would you be like, good?
I guess they knew.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were from the future.
What happens when an ambulance hits you, though? If they're off to do a thing, they don't stop for you.
Yeah.
So what? They have to call another ambulance.
It's like finding out that getting shot in the head cures cancer.
It's just like that. Zanet, you're looking confused, but it is exactly like that.
You get shot in the head and you're like, well, my cancer's gone, but I've just been shot in the head.
I guess it'd be maybe a less lethal area to get shot in.
Shot in the foot, maybe?
Yeah, let's say.
I like your shot in the head analogy.
Yeah, shot in the gut, because
it's
hurts.
Probably going to be bad.
It's pretty bad.
But you might not
be... cure for cancer is eating a grenade.
Exactly. Yeah. It's exactly like that.
But yeah, so listeners, if you're unaware, if you do get involved with an accident that hurts you, that involves an ambulance, if an ambulance hurts you, they aren't going to stop and help you.
Because they're on their way to fix someone else. Yeah, exactly.
So they're going to have to... You have to lie there, embarrassed.
Till another ambulance comes.
Probably with a bit of shit in your pants.
Yeah.
You're just scared. Dude. Ambulances are big. You see that boy coming halfway, you're like, whoa, no!
Is there a better emergency vehicle to be hit by?
Police, maybe?
Fire truck.
Fire? No, fire truck.
Because they're on the way to stop a fire.
Yeah, I know.
Also, okay. It is a better vehicle. Fair enough.
I'm only picking police car because it's a car.
Yeah.
And like, I don't
deal with them. They'll blame me and probably arrest me for damaging their car.
And then they'll shoot their own dog.
Exactly.
Hey, you're under arrest for damaging our car.
Why'd you do that?
Oh, sorry, I thought it was a dangerous dog. God, police is stupid.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
It's true, dude. They suck.
Also, and this is a sidebar, I guess it counts as listeners in peril, but we also did have a listener try to listen to us whilst getting laser eye surgery.
That's true.
But the doctor was like, you can't listen to stuff while you're getting laser eye surgery. So then they listened to us while recovering from laser eye surgery and did confirm that you can smell your own eyeballs being burned.
That's right. How cool is that? What did they say that it smelled like? Yeah,
I don't know. Asked, I can't remember. I think it was like just like burning flesh
kind of. Yeah, yeah.
You would not expect that. I want to say it would be more like a jelly kind of scent. What's this jelly in your eye?
Yeah, but what is like pure jelly? Oh, like mint jelly.
A mint jelly.
Yeah, mint jelly.
Oh.
I got mint jelly. I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That makes
what?
Sense.
Like, you know.
Do you reckon an eye?
Like a gelatin, like, you know.
Yeah, like from hooves?
Yeah.
Do you reckon if you popped an eye out fresh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you sniffed it, it would have a smell?
Yes.
Yes.
Like what?
Like an organ.
Yeah, but like human guts. Like
what
a
gut smell like? Guts?
Not blood, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
A bit bloody.
It'd be a bit bloody.
Yeah. Fair. Butchery, maybe.
Yeah.
Like a butcher's shop.
Not as strong.
Yeah.
It'd be a subtle butcher shop smell.
Interesting.
Yeah, definitely like a little metallic.
And what would it taste like?
A little metallic.
Metallic. It would probably pop in your mouth.
Ooh. Mm. Like a popping pearl, but like meat.
A meat
popping pearl.
That's kind of awesome.
Like
dude.
If a popping pearl was the same size as a jawbreaker, but it burst. And tasted like meat.
That would wreck your boba, dude. You can't get a straw big enough to suck up a human eye.
Yeah, your boba would be wrecked.
I couldn't form a vacuum.
An eye flying back into the back of your throat because you've sucked it through a big, thick straw. Wow.
At least you have dreams now.
Yeah, that's true.
Jackson dreams of sucking
it's aspirational.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, think about how good a straw that big would be for drinking a boba anyway. Imagine how quick you could drink
would
it.
Would it work?
No.
As long as...
You can't form a vacuum.
Yeah, it needs to be... The straw is basically the size of the boba, right?
Yeah, but you got to get a straw that's the same size as your mouth.
Yeah, that you can fit in like a vacuum.
Yeah. I almost did the same thing too. Yeah. And like, dangerous gesture. Yeah.
Zamata's ghostly. I like it. Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. We're undecided, but that's okay. And also, this all tied into the fact that Levins didn't listen to our podcast while this happened, but was watching cartoons whilst he got a vasectomy and couldn't feel anything, but then noticed a strange smell and then realized it was the smell of his balls.
Whoa. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah, I think that rocks. Smelling your own nuts.
Burning edition.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Four was a hit, obviously.
Four was huge.
But we're
dude.
Up to the top three
this
now.
This is crazy.
So coming in at number three, and this had a lot of people popping off in the comments about.
Yeah, okay.
That is our spoiler song and spoiler system.
Oh, it's the greatest system. Do you know the system?
You explained to me the other day, and you know what? I'm a huge fan.
It works.
It just works.
That's the best part about the system is it works and it makes sense.
What I'm going to do is I'll edit it in for the listeners, but I'll play it for you. So this is the spoiler warning. Obviously, listeners, there's no spoilers coming.
This is an example of a spoiler.
This is an example. I know it goes against the system, but do not skip ahead until you hear the spoiler song.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
So is the episode that plays before we say that the number five top Tom Cramps moment is the beginning of the episode a spoiler?
No, because that's the same thing I was saying, because you've already heard it.
But then we say I guess the spoiler would be if we were like, this is the greatest, this is the top five Thumb Cramps moment.
If the episode started with me being like, hey everyone, thanks so much for listening to Thumb Cramps. Before we get into anything today, just letting you know that this is a red hot episode. In fact, it cracks our top five.
That would be a spoiler. That would be a spoiler. Okay, fair enough. Just check.
But
just
when
checking,
you hear the episode, that's and not then a spoiler. You hear it come, yeah, well, look, I mean... Yeah. I mean, technically, if you're ever listening to Thumb Cramps, you're spoiling that episode of Thumb Cramps.
It's like watching a film, and as you're watching it, the thing happens. No, you're just experiencing it. You're experiencing, you're living in the moment.
So many spoilers in that movie, dude.
I'm really upset.
I really didn't want the movie spoiled for me.
So here it is, the spoiler song. Do not skip ahead. There will be no spoilers after this.
Okay.
The, like, halfway point, but I've kind of luxuriated.
I don't think that's a spoiler song.
It is. Just wait. A little bit later, so you could probably guess. Just wait.
That sounds like a friend's sleeping knife.
I know the length of the game.
Okay, that's not
a spoiler.
It's
Where is this? What? I found it before.
That's not. That's
the
not
system the, works. This is all I can say.
This is just an episode we did recently.
Where is it? I found it.
He's so sleepy.
He's so sleepy. You must be kind to him.
I think
this proves the system works. I'm looking for the spoiler warning.
All I want to say is maybe this moment here, maybe an honorable mention for me.
Yeah, me too, dude. Watching Joel Dusha flounder as Sleepy Nice's dulcet tones.
It is quite beautiful.
It's very nice.
Very nice.
We're not close to the spoiler song at all.
You could have skipped over it. We don't know.
Skipper, use the system.
I think, yeah, you got to use the system.
Skip ahead.
I'm trying. I found it, and then... Oh, there it is!
There it is! The system works!
The system works.
Here it is. Here it is. Get ready.
Spoiler! Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, there's nothing sweeter than
maybe
this.
Maybe I won't edit it in and they can just listen to that bit instead.
Well, yeah, I mean, it does the same thing.
Yeah.
Should we have developed an anti-spoiler song to explain that there's no spoilers in this section where we're spoiling things?
That is just experiencing the media.
No, because we're saying you're about to hear the spoiler song, but there are no spoilers.
We already said that.
Yeah, but do we need a song?
We can figure that song out next year and not when this episode has to be edited tonight.
The boy's got to get up at 4. 4 a.m.
You're right.
0400.
Yeah. You're right.
And I guess, like, just to explain the system, because that is part of the top
yes,
three.
Yes, absolutely.
So when you hear the spoiler song in Thumbgrams, you know spoilers are coming. So what you got to do is you got to skip forward with either 15 or 30 seconds.
Whatever your device allows.
Until you hear it again. Because that signifies the end of spoilers.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, as you may have heard just before, there is a few kinks in the system because they're not labeled. I don't put spoiler warnings in the show notes.
That's not your priority.
That's got nothing to do with the system. Well,
another option you could do, if you are maybe have some editing software,
is
you could just, when you download your beautiful episode, you could just import that episode
and look for the spikes.
Oh,
that's true. Now, that's a good system.
That is a good system.
You figure out where it is, and you can jot that down yourself.
In maybe a notepad you have in your jacket
pocket.
Or in
the palm of your hand.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you're listening to it, you get to that point, you're like, I know what to do.
Constantly checking your hand. That's true. That's a good system.
That is a good system.
I think there's nothing wrong with the system.
I think the spoiler song system was a late addition to Thumbcramps.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it works. And that's why it's at number 3.
Yeah.
Now, before we get to the top two.
Yeah.
And our good friend Joel Zammit here actually just signified it a moment ago where he mentioned honorable mentions. Because I got some here too.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm excited to hear
them. These are ones that either didn't get like a lot of comments or people were vague about the event they liked.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, they all fall into this category.
Yeah.
Or they're moments that only one person commented, but they racked up a lot of likes.
Okay, all right. I'm ready.
The first honorable mention is Levins as the best moment in Thumbcramps in 2023.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was submitted by
a guy being a moment. Good.
Yeah, he's the guy. He's Thumbcramps guy of the year.
Yeah, he's our guy of the year.
He's got the Thumbcramps maybe boy of the year. Levins.
Levins might have won the coveted Thumbcramps boy of the year award.
The coveted baseless speculation. Another show we may or may not do together.
Hang on, boy
of the year.
Is this an episode of baseless speculation?
Whoa! Let's hear that theme song.
Welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news and none of the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And today we are looking at Baseless Speculation's Boy of the Year.
We have one nominee, and that is Andrew Levins.
I think we give it to him.
That's good, but I guess because it's based on speculation. Yeah. Is there anyone else you want to throw out there?
Sleepy Nice could have been the boy of the year.
Sleepy Nice, good boy of the year.
Yeah.
Ruby.
Good boy of the year. Ruby could have been boy of the year. Yeah, yeah.
My cat.
Yeah, okay.
Your cat could have a point of view.
She's a bit of a shit sometimes.
Yeah. You're talking about Kimchi, I know, because she's the one that's a shit. Tiramisu's the cat that's... She's here, but she's gone.
Where is she?
She's shy.
She's shy.
Kimchi's a troublemaker.
Yeah. Kimchi?
Oh, now I'm coming around. Yeah. I don't think Boy of the Year...
You don't have to be a good boy to win Boy of the Year.
Yeah.
You can be a bad boy.
Levins.
Levins is a bad boy.
Other Boys of the Year...
Ethan could win Boy of the Year.
He's a good one.
You, the listener, we were all the time person of the year.
I might give it to Elon Musk.
Boy of the Year.
Because of that time that he did an interview recently and he said, the only reason I'm doing this interview is because we're good friends, Andrew. And he said, my name's David or something.
Congratulations, Elon Musk,
for winning
Boy of the Year.
Based on speculations, Boy of the Year.
You weren't nominated at all.
We had one nominee.
We had one nominee. We've gone off script against maybe two of the other hosts of Based Speculation.
His brain's so wrong. The crowd gives him nothing, so he says it again.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I mean, it's basis, never mind.
Yeah.
That'll still be censored.
I would say it's a quote. You can do it with a quote.
You can do it with a quote.
Can't do it with a quote.
Do we have any swings for the fences for Boy of the Year?
Levins to rush the stage while Elon Musk accepts his award.
Surprise win for Levins. A sort of Ladybird situation.
La La Land?
Yes, that's what I meant.
Moonlight won.
Yeah.
Why did I think it was Lady Bird?
I guess.
And
the,
also, when I said Lady Bird, I was thinking of Hank Hill's dog for some reason.
Okay. Well, La La Land has the first two letters of Lady Bird. Maybe thinking of that.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, it could be that.
Or he was just thinking of a dog.
Anyway, congratulations, Levins, for rushing the stage and stealing the Boy of the Year award from Elon Musk. Big upset. And thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys.
And you've been Boy of the Year.
Yeah.
Great episode.
Really good episode.
So another great honorable mention is all of the jerking off emails / listeners sharing too much about their private lives and then signing off with their full name.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Wow. Great to hear.
One of my mistakes this year was during our...
Biggest mistake of the year.
Biggest mistake. This probably been my biggest mistake of the year during our first ever, second ever live podcast from the floor of PAX is I idly... innocently, I wondered if anybody had ever jerked off to themselves in the mirror to completion, to orgasm, and people were not shy about letting us know whether or not they had done that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot.
Quite a few people, yeah.
Huh.
A lot of the emails, we got a lot that said yes.
Yeah.
And the people that wanted to say no didn't weigh in.
We get 100% hit rate of people saying yes. Didn't also somebody say that they...
Like Patrick Bateman in American Psycho, just looking at themselves in the mirror going to town?
Yeah pretty much.
The story Jackson's about to tell
I think somebody
tell
put
is.
On a pair of like lacy lingerie and then jerked off to their own ass.
Mm-hmm. In the mirror.
In the mirror. In a way, I think it's awesome.
Hearing that email, that is the one that took you around to like... Maybe what I said wasn't a mistake.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, it still was.
Yeah, and they sign the full name, you say.
Oh, yeah.
Not cowards.
In fact, the jerking off to their own ass in the mirror, they constantly bring it up in the Facebook group so listeners can interact with them.
That's true. How did they...
Mirrors.
Oh, two mirrors. That's elaborate.
Alternatively,
over the shoulder?
Over the shoulder photo.
Yeah,
selfie.
Huh.
That's awesome.
Like if you're taking a sexy selfie of your own ass.
Yeah, then for your own use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think it's wonderful, to be honest. The more I think about it, the more I'm on board.
Yeah.
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 But yeah, hey. Keep whacking it, I guess.
Thumb Cramp says, keep whacking off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the final honorable mention, and this was submitted by a fan favorite guest.
Oh, okay.
So Ruby Innes, who pops up a lot. A lot of people are like, hey, my favorite moments involved like this moment, at any time Ruby was on. But Ruby said that her favorite moment of thumb cramps was every moment or that time I posted a photo of her holding a gun.
Those were good moments, dude.
Yeah, she loved every moment, but also that Instagram post where she was holding a gun. Yeah, a photo that I took from her social media.
Nice,
that's her own post.
Was it a thumb cramps where I accidentally knackered Jack in his one
remaining it was a thumb cramps.
I want to chuck that one in there.
Yeah, honorable mention. Joel Zammit threw his phone across the room and it hit Jackson in the nuts.
I obviously, because like I had testicular cancer once in my life.
Yeah.
Right. So any impact on my nuts makes me paranoid I'm going to get it again. So for like a month afterwards, if I felt anything there, I was like, is it the cancer back? And the whole time I was like, what a funny social situation for me to have to come back in and be like, Zammit,
the cancer's back.
The cancer's back and it's your fault. What do you do?
I guess I'm like, in a way, I'm very pig-esque.
Yeah, you are the pig of this part of my life.
So I would assume that I'm giving you cancer.
It's illegal to own a tortoise in Australia.
So in 2011, I joined and started a podcasting company. And now here I am with no nuts.
Joined and started.
Wow.
Started? Joined
was
early?
Part of?
Yeah.
Was there for?
Joined and started.
Yeah.
Founding member?
Founded?
Helped one of found? The founding members.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I just don't think
my boss gave me testicular cancer. Yeah, let me tell you how.
But just nowhere in life are you given the tools for that social situation.
No.
Nowhere in life do you, as anybody, no parent, no authoritative figure.
Now listen, Jackson, if you've got a friend who gives you cancer,
this is what you should say.
You're paying for my keyboard.
I probably would.
I guess.
I think in that situation, I would act like you weren't responsible because I wouldn't be ready for the responsibility of making it your responsibility.
Someone else must have hit me in the nuts. No,
literally, after you threw that phone.
It was me. We got it on record.
No, actually wrong. A guy threw a cricket ball at it when I was walking home from work. A guy who freaking hates me.
The local cricketer that despises
Jackson. Yeah, he whopped me in the nuts with a cricket ball, dude.
Get out of the suburb! I hate looking at you!
Got nothing to do with you. I think you actually missed my nuts. And then it'd be weird as well because you'd know I was lying because it's a very obvious lie.
Yeah.
Dude.
I just go above and beyond to be like extra nice to you. You're like, you're making it weird. Stop it.
Just act like
fine. I'll drive you to the hospital or something. It'll be fine. You don't need to. It's fine.
And then if
I'll be there with it. Every doctor's appointment would be good.
Yeah, I don't need that. And then I would have no nuts and you could throw a phone at my nuts whenever you like.
Yeah. And you'd be like, oh, my penis.
Oh, no.
A month later. I don't like that. Another cricketer I hate.
Well, I think
gave me penile cancer.
If you threw a phone at my nut and I got cancer, and then you threw a phone after that happened, I had two fake testicles. You threw a phone at my penis, and I had cancer. I've already gone through the nut, so I have some of the skills to deal with the situation. Zammit, you know my penis?
Yeah.
I love hitting it with my phone.
You racked it.
It's all lumpy and clumped up.
It's all
fucked
up.
Can you really wreck something that's already ruined? I don't know. Wow, you've really turned.
Well,
you were really like apologetic. Now you've been a piece of shit.
Well, I guess you're like, well, it happened once. The shock value's gone.
In for a penny for a pound, I guess. I'm owning it.
Yeah, fair enough. Take control of the narrative.
So, coming in at number two.
Whoa.
And this moment, I think, is going to be one that Joel Zammit really loves hearing.
Okay.
So, coming in at number two is SMDDFFD.
Oh, yes. Yeah. SMDDFFD is, it's really special.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so are you familiar with acronyms?
Oh, I know. Yeah, dude.
You got LOL, mm-hmm.
LMAO. Lots of love.
Yeah.
Rufflecopter.
LMA. LMFAO.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. The greatest uncle and cousin duo to ever grace our ears. Uncle and nephew, I meant.
I love Uncle Nephew.
Yeah.
There's not enough Uncle Nephew duos in music, but LMFAO, they're doing it. They're out there doing it real style.
We need more nuncles out there.
We need more nuncle situations.
They hate each other after doing that.
What? Oh, yeah.
Nuncles hating each other. I don't like this at all.
Discordance with the nuncles.
Red Fru's the uncle as well, which is crazy.
That's
he looks
so
older,
strange.
But he's the he looks younger.
Yeah.
But he's the uncle.
He's the uncle and an uncle?
Yeah, he's the uncle and an uncle. He's the uncle and an uncle.
And the nephew and an uncle is the other one.
Blue
Sky?
Huh.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I only know Red Foo.
Red Foo stole all the money, apparently.
Classic.
Well, I never
uncle.
Trust an uncle.
that's classic uncle behavior.
Yeah, dude, that's you. I mean, that's what you get into.
Oh, yeah, I'm the uncle. I know better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Dad, you know how your brother's a piece of shit?
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
he stole all my money.
Well, that's what happens when you mix business and uncles,
and
dude.
And I would just like to go on record and say that I can't remember the exact details. And if you're Red Foo and you're a big Thumb Cramps fan, please email in and I will read an apology.
Yeah, and if you're like, hey, brother, you know your son's a piece of shit. Yeah. That son's never mixed business and nephews,
dude.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, my son sucks. I raised him wrong.
Yeah, I've messed that one up.
Yeah, oh well.
C'est la vie.
Yeah, now he's off you and being your problem.
Yeah, dude. Que sera, que sera.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's funny that we brought up LMFAO and SMDDFFD because LMFAO are a real big... I think if I had to describe their genre of music, I'd describe it as SMDDFFD.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because SMDDFFD stands for Shaking My Damn Dick for Fun, Dude, which is one of the best things you can do.
And don't they have a song called that's got like Wiggle 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 Will in it, where they SMDDFFD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, that dude.
Let's hear a bit of that. Wiggle 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 Wiggle. Yeah, that's good.
That's great, dude.
It's great that you're doing. You're adding more work for you.
Giving yourself problems.
Yeah, that's all right. It's good.
Yeah.
So yeah, people really connected.
I think it's beautiful, dude.
And I think it's a really good acronym for Thumb Cramps. Yeah. Well, LMFAO.
Yeah.
Make music to SMDDFFD.
I think Thumb Cramps. The LMFAO, the one that you're struggling with.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because I've said SMDDFFD so many more times.
SMDDFFD rolls off the tongue.
SMDDFFD.
SMDDFFD. Bro, SMDDFFD right now.
Yeah, and also there is an angry version, which is just SMDD.
Yeah.
Shaking my damn dick.
SMDD. Today sucks, SMDD.
Just there being like.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle,
wiggle, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
It is a wonderful acronym. It's really, and it's so applicable in so many situations.
Maybe it was recency bias, but the fact that our comment section lit up about this, even though the post I made asking for the best moments came out 48 hours after they first heard this.
I guess it makes sense because, the gist of, you're a wanker. True. It's basically,
I am a wanker. I'm shaking my damn dick for fun.
I'm shaking my damn dick for fun for real, bro.
And they're getting all the one, which is just the SMDD.
I'm shaking my dick. It's a disappointed shaking your damn dick.
Yeah, because you can do some little waggle and you're like,
SMDDD. I'm shaking my damn dick disappointed.
Yeah. There's a lot of variations.
It's a great acronym.
Like how you can throw an F into LMAO.
Yeah, yeah.
Which the band did.
Yeah.
And what edgy teens did on MSN Messenger. Yeah. I was there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were on the ground floor. Raffle, dude.
Copter? Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Well, man, that's why the internet sucked.
Now it's good. Listen to this.
I'm aware. We get SMDDFFD.
Yeah, SMDDFFD, dude.
Now, we're at the number one spot.
This is huge.
Un. Oh. Funnily enough, that is a moment that someone mentioned, which was me going,
And you're peanut butter baby.
Realizing I sounded like peanut butter baby.
It's the noise he makes, which is just like when you're talking and you're like, yeah, good. Yeah, but it's, hey, peanut butter babies.
No one mentioned my apparently good Patrick Starr impression.
Dude, your Patrick Starr impression is crazy.
I still don't know if it's that good.
I think it's incredible, dude.
It's the only apparently impression.
The only impression you're capable of, but you're so good at it.
Oh, hey, SpongeBob.
It's Jeffing Amazing.
Yeah, dude. Well, do you know what else is Jeffing Amazing?
What?
And coming in at number one.
I'm so excited.
And this won by a landslide.
Whoa.
And that is the car episodes / Extember 360.
It was a beautiful month.
A lot of people pointed out they liked the part where Hayden died.
Yes.
Hayden sadly did die, but then he came back as a fart ghost.
He was a ghost made of farts.
Makes sense. And that's often how you would describe Hayden.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, especially after September.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. We never, I don't know if this was part of the lore, but was he a ghost? Was he like all of Hayden's farts in life?
No, we never established
was he
that.
Like the farts of the people in the car that had like coalesced and then
into became the shape
him.
Of Hayden, or had his spirit sort of possessed our farts?
Or did his spirit go into someone's asshole and they farted him out?
Well, in a
farting a ghost. Holy shit!
Well, in a picture posted to our Instagram, a photo I took of Hayden.
Yeah,
it's him being farted out of a ghost.
Oh, oh, so a ghost did a fart to
of Hayden. So he's a ghost, but that's a ghost fart. That's not a fart ghost.
Well, I'm guessing that Hayden died and became a ghost, yeah. And then when he farted, he became his own fart.
I guess.
Sure.
That's
anyway,
complicated.
He stunk. He was dead and he stunk.
Yeah.
People really liked that. People also really liked our review of Crazy Taxi, which took place
in
Sydney.
Oh, yes.
Which included the phrase...
yes, for the Joker.
Crazy Taxi is just normal car.
Because
I get the
because Joker it, to Joker yeah.
is a normal guy.
Because a taxi is a crazy car.
I understand. See, I would have gone. I mean, it's great because I would have gone. Oh yeah, to the Joker. Crazy Taxi is just taxi.
Yeah, no, 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 no. It's a normal step. Car.
To me, the- Batman. A crazy taxi. Is a regular car.
Yeah.
We also had Ruby bringing a soundboard in during that.
Yeah,
one.
That's right. Wonderful stuff.
So there's one episode that's punctuated with that noise pretty frequently, and she was pressing buttons at random. So occasionally it would be that noise, but playing three times, but with some silence in between.
Yeah,
so you just didn't know what was gonna happen.
You would hear like, oh. Oh, and then there would be nothing. Oh, and that noise became. Here's let's talk about that noise.
Yeah,
because not only was that noise in the soundboard and riddled throughout that episode, it also we just kept doing it.
Yeah,
if you watch the back pocket live stream that that we were part of, we do it, but we're also doing everything in our power to not only do that,
yeah.
But now for me, that's like part of a way to interact with everybody who was there. And I have to stop myself every time I see Ruby from going, oh,
we were doing it at PAX heaps as
oh,
well.
Oh, dude, we were menaces to each other.
Yeah.
Oh. It's and, so good to do.
And also, Xtember 360 in Sydney, that also featured four reviews of Just Cause 2.
Well, we played the shit out of that game, dude. And then when I got home, I downloaded Just Cause 4.
Yeah.
And I was like, meh.
No, and then you stopped thinking about Just Cause?
It's no Just Cause 2.
It makes sense.
That game's incredible.
Yeah. So, yeah, that comes in at our number one spot.
It's been a hell of a year.
One hell of a year. I noticed that apart from the end where I said Just Cause, the top five moments didn't feature a video game.
That's weird.
So we are.
Yeah.
We're a video game.
Do the intro again.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game review
there it is.
Podcast.
There it is.
For everyone whose thumbs are cramped.
We're a video game review podcast, ostensibly.
Yeah.
Journalists.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We've been to PAX.
And yeah, like it's been a big year. A lot of good moments. Let us know in the comments on our Instagram of this post, which is a podcast, but the post for the podcast, if we missed any.
Yeah.
Any moments you're like, you idiots, you forgot
about
this.
What about this moment?
Yeah.
Hey, you didn't read my comment. Yeah.
What's the rat balls moment this year?
No.
Okay.
Or
never mind.
Maybe comment as well if maybe any moments in this episode should make it for next year.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Or if you're listening in the past, any future moments should be that you think will be the top for the year after.
We've still got two episodes left of 2023.
That's true. We can knock it out of the park.
Let us know in 2 weeks if we missed any top five moments from the next two episodes that should have been in this episode.
Yeah, great idea.
That'd be nice.
And Jackson.
Yeah.
I think there's someone at the door.
Oh, come in. Hey, everybody. It's me, Mr. Eds. Hey, great top five things that happened in Thumb Cramps. Notice I didn't get a mention.
Well, you're actually in the comments. People like
I'm in the comments. What do I say?
You're mentioned in the comments.
Oh. I see.
People liked hearing more about your life, Mr. Ad.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Would they like you want to? I'll give you one piece of information.
Yeah, I would love to.
No, you ask me a question, I'll answer it. Honestly. That's my promise today.
Can you get one each?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Okay. Oh, what do people
What do you want to know about me? Mr. Ads.
Did you have any pets growing up?
I have one dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he sucked.
what was his name?
We didn't name him.
This dog who sucked.
We didn't even refer to him.
Was he yours or did he just leave?
No, he was mine. I bought him. But when I got him home, I was like, this is a dud.
So you just leave him in the backyard?
Yeah, we fed him and stuff. We just didn't refer to him.
Just like, I'm putting some food down on the floor.
Don't worry about why.
So you fed the dog, but you didn't do the thing of like, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't have a name, so you couldn't even, I guess you didn't do like, hey, dog, dinner's here. You just put the food there.
Maybe 88.
Walk himself.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess my question for you, Mr. Ads, is what made you want to get into advertising?
Well, it's a family business. My dad, Ads Senior.
Isn't your dad Mr. Ads too?
Yes.
I guess
he's also Ads Senior.
Rest in peace,
and
by the way.
And his dad, Mr. Ads 3. They were all ad men. And so I'm following in their footsteps.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And my child, Mr. Ads -1. Yeah. Mr. Ads 0, sorry. Zero,
baby
or
ads.
Or baby ads. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I think you're counting down.
Yeah, yeah. They will also become an ad man.
Yeah, last week it got pointed out to us that baby ads is often with you, but we don't refer to him.
Yes, like my dog.
You put some food down on the floor, you put some food down on the crib, whatever.
Okay.
Well, have a good one. Here's the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank you so much,
bye,
Mr. Ads.
It was rude he didn't give me a question.
Yeah,
yeah, that is rude.
What's that about?
You just sat in a stunned silence.
We're feuding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it couldn't be the best moments of Thumb Cramps without me heading to the best area of Thumb Cramps, arguably. The thumbcrampspod@gmail.com email.
I do love this place. I do love this place. I love to be here.
It's a magical.
It's frightening. It's exciting.
It truly is. I've opened the wrong inbox. My phone bill is getting paid today. That's exciting.
That's nice. Yeah, nice. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks, man. Actually, yeah, let's see what emails I got for a second.
Okay.
So you can find this at Redacted.
Yeah, yeah. Anything good? Anything funny?
I got a phone bill.
Yeah. Spam.
Yeah. Got
mailing
some spam.
Mailing list you need to unsubscribe to?
I got one of them. I'm on the mailing list for National Parks America for some reason. Don't know why.
I got a... So this email is from Sony, just letting me know that my store transaction was successful. Thanks. Details. The Fortnite True Colors gear pack add-on, which was $0. The only reason that I bought it was because it popped up.
Oh, I see. What do you get for it?
Some skins, I think.
That's good.
Yeah. My health insurance wants some feedback. Yeah, here's some feedback for you that I'll give for free. Make it cheaper!
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's good.
I got an email from Epidemic Sound being gear up for GTA 6 with these tracks.
Whoa!
That's
nice, man.
Oh, that's yeah, awesome. GTA 6 got announced. Most video game podcasts would have mentioned that.
It looks fine.
Yeah.
We won't know until we see more. Mm. That's what I got to say.
It's a nice trailer.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be nice to be in islands. Mm.
And all right, so we've head to the thumbcrampspod@gmail.com email.
Yeah.
I found my way there eventually.
Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. I saw too many bills in my own email inbox and decided that's not for me.
Yeah.
So this first one is from Ben from WA.
All right, Ben.
Hello, my video game boyfriends. Uh-oh. And meh guest.
Whoa!
Rude. They've taken a swing.
Damn, dog. Man. Came back from the dead for this?
Yeah, to be insulted. Due to the recent email about trying to repeat a joke you heard on a podcast to your partner, I realized admitting you listen to a podcast is embarrassing.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I could not agree more.
Yeah.
I truly enjoy every podcast on the Sandspans Radio Network and have almost clocked all of the past shows.
Whoa, that's huge.
But I could never bring myself to tell my wife a minute of it. And if I used the term hoovering the cum out of a pussy, she would divorce me.
That's fair.
And I think that it is extra funny to note that for some, and look, it's just a typo, but divorce is spelled with a capital D. And it's the only capital letter in the sentence, and it just looks good.
That's awesome. Capital D, divorce.
Yeah, you got to give it the gravitas, you know?
Exactly.
I think the podcast is so personal that I would rather give out my sexual history to my mother than to tell her what silly little Melbourne men make me laugh. Not a coward, as I am not brave enough to share you with my friends and family. 5 stars, Ben from WA.
Ben, that rocks.
Yeah, look, they got a point.
Absolutely. Yeah. It is embarrassing. And I think specifically the Sandspans Radio oeuvre.
Mm-hmm.
Oeuvre. All the shows what we do. We have specifically the kind of jokes that are, I think, impossible to explain.
Yeah.
Imagine, I'm just going to think these are just some Sandspans Radio jokes from history over the top of my head. Imagine trying to explain.
This is a greatest hits episode across the whole network.
About time I got sucked off by a horse.
That's one that no one mentions except
you. It's so funny, though.
This is funny. Every time Jackson does his own, like, best bits moment, it's not anything anyone that's ever listened to the podcast.
I got sucked off by a horse.
Uncle Guts?
Okay, Uncle Guts. Talk about that.
But could you explain Uncle Guts?
No.
You gotta go far, so far back.
Yeah.
You gotta be like, Uncle Ben is dying. And already you've...
Yeah,
how are you Spider-Man. Gonna get to Uncle Guts from that?
Trying to catch Roadrunner and being so terrified that you're gonna lose your testicles.
It's just can't be done.
Our podcast isn't good.
Snakes Man?
Yeah, how are you gonna explain Snakes Man?
Beppis Man?
Beppis Man?
Cause it's like Pepsi, but he got it wrong.
You're laughing at this? You're listening to Beppis Man?
What's
and
funny
you're
about Beppis Man?
No, a superhero sponsored by Big Oil?
Yeah. No, he's sponsored by oil spills.
Yes, by oil spills. Big Oil makes sense.
Yeah, Big Oil.
I get it.
It's sorry, okay. He's sponsored by a thing that traditionally is considered bad. No, he's sponsored by oil spills. A disaster that can happen. You can't explain anything we do to the people you care about.
But look,
ocean made from custard.
Yeah, exactly.
That's getting closer to like, oh yeah, I can see why that would be silly.
Describing making sweet love to Jacob and
Edward.
Like as if you were a small car being hit by two semi-trailers.
And that would be good for Jackson.
Joel Dusha has to drink the milk out of a dog because he is the PR agent for Cruella De Vil.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
They'll put you away forever. Yeah.
And let's head to our next email. This subject of this is Chad Gamer List Moments.
Woo!
This is from Keely.
Mm-hmm.
She says, hello, my video game boyfriends and beautiful sweet and sour guests.
Oh, nice.
That's much nicer.
That's good.
Thank God Thumbcramps is doing Dullest Sember. I don't know how we went without more lists in our wretched lives until now. To celebrate, I have a list of my own. Top 5 moments something funny happened to me while I was listening to Thumbcramps.
Oh, rock on.
Excellent. All right, coming in at number 5.
They counted up to 5 as funniest, like Jack does with his list.
It makes sense, because 5 is the most.
Yeah, 5's the most.
Okay, coming in number 1.
So coming at number 1, which is the 5th least funny thing that happened to Keely.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Which is, I missed the bus and had to pay for an Uber to get to class because they were, I guess,
laughing too hard. Buses there long enough, you can. Yeah. That's
bus
very
is
funny.
Like that piece of shit laughing. It's a real job. I drive a bus. I'm a picking you
don't
up.
Don't make fun of me. Awesome bus noise. It was so wet.
Coming in at number two as the second least most funny thing to happen. I forgot to pull the request stop wire and had to walk like half an hour home again whilst listening to Thumbgrams.
Listening to Thumbgrams on the bus is bad for you, yeah. Keely. Don't do it.
One of them's going to be hit by said bus.
Yeah, surely.
So coming in at number three. So we've cracked the top three. Yeah. This is third.
Yeah. And like I said, I think when we were doing last week's episode, the third is the same no matter what.
Yeah, yeah. Third's the magic spot.
Third's, equilibrium.
Yeah, so it's the top three. Yeah. A man sat next to me at the bus stop and started rolling a blunt, which Keely points out is safe for schools because there was no Fs or Jeffs
in
broad daylight. That guy rules.
Yeah.
Again, it's funny. Like, these are, like, relatively normal circumstances, but when you add into the
fact
that
Thumb Cramps
is playing.
Yeah.
Keely says, this one's not funny. Just wanted to brag about it. Because she got called Miss. This one's not funny. I just wanted to brag about getting gendered properly.
Nice.
That rocks.
That's
and
good.
Thumb Cramps was there for that.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I'm so glad.
And then coming in at number five, the funniest thing.
Yeah.
So Keely had to deal with her gamer girl chronic pain acting up.
Okay.
Heading to a bathtub to cry.
Yeah.
Whilst listening to an episode of Thumb Cramps where we kept yelling that Gale from Baldur's Gate 3 has bombs for bones. And I think
he does have bombs for bones.
Hello, it's me, Gale. My bones are bombs.
It's a big problem
I've
for that
I've died
boy.
And you better recover my body or I'm going to blow up the Baldur's Gate.
How did you not tear your headphones out and flush them?
Keely, thank you so much for not rotating in the bath to drown yourself.
Yeah, yeah. A strong will from you there.
Yeah, well done.
Impressive.
Congratulations.
Happy Dullest December from Keely.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, Keely.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And to bring us home this week.
Okay.
Bring home the email section this week.
Yeah, of course.
Because obviously we've got to still read out reviews.
Give
us five stars. We got to read it.
Makes sense.
This is from someone whose name is not included in the email, so I will not
coward.
Include it. Subject, dead dog gun. And the email is...
I'm scared.
Okay.
Jackson, left. Yeah. Dog, right. Gun, floor. Guest, pick up gun.
Uh-huh.
Guest, who you shooting in the head?
A dog. Shooting that dog.
Thank you, I'm a human
being. He's a human being.
You gotta, if you got the option... of shooting me and a dog. You shoot the dog.
There's no one that you shouldn't ask questions.
I'm not happy about it, but so, I am happy about it because I'm alive.
I don't want to shoot anyone here, but I'm going to shoot the dog.
Thank you
Jackson.
For shooting the dog.
No worries.
I appreciate it.
Are you hesitating?
No, not even once.
I am.
Are you still shooting the dog?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
I'll give you, like, testicular and penile cancer, but I'm not going to shoot you over a dog.
I have explained this exact scenario to lots of my real-life friends, and almost all of them have the reaction you hate, where they either hesitate or ask a question about the dog.
Yeah, it doesn't matter about the dog.
It's a dog. It could be like a hero dog. It's still a dog.
I'm a man. I'm a human man.
People you know but don't know that well have been like, oh, what type of dog?
And that's not even, okay, if somebody's like, what's a dog done?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, if the dog's done some great deed in its life that somehow makes its value higher than mine, I can understand. But some people just want to know the breed.
Yeah, that's more common than what's the, I haven't been asked what the dog done.
Yeah, more common is the breed.
No one's like, what that dog doing?
Yeah, man? Everybody's like, oh.
Is it a hero dog? Is it a dog with a job?
People are just like, is it a shih tzu?
Yeah, is it a good dog? Is it a dog I like looking at?
Is it like a Labrador?
I'll
puppy?
Shoot a Labrador, won't shoot a shih tzu.
Is it a puppy?
I will shoot Jackson in the head.
People are cruel to you,
people
man.
Are so mean, dude.
I'm in your corner always.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
That
you're
is
my
not
only
true.
Friend.
And if you want to send us an email, hit us up at thumbgramspot@gmail.com. And also, if you're listening to this and you have not yet done this, you've got to also give us 5 stars.
You got
to
do it.
If you want us to fight Rooster Teeth again, this is the best way to make it happen.
We're getting you in on a grift, okay? That's what this is. It's a scheme. It's a score. You give us, you listen to this?
And look, you can write anything in the reviews. Exhibit A, this review, 5 stars. You happy now is the subject?
Yes! I'm overjoyed.
And they just write, I hope you're happy now. Great job jerking off currently. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And do that to all the shows across the Sales Pass Radio Network.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We appreciate it.
It's good. Mm. But especially Thumb Chris.
Yeah.
That's the one you're listening to.
Yeah.
Now, this one is, I think, the kind of reviews that this show deserves.
Okay.
5 stars, love the show. Great hosts and really funny and engaging content. And the absolute best way to handle spoilers I've heard from a podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much. It is the best system.
Yeah, I like when people say it's coherent as
Yeah,
well.
Me too.
Yeah,
it is.
Because that's part of the trick, really, isn't it?
5 stars.
Part of the scheme.
So, yeah, you gotta review us. You gotta give us 5 stars.
You gotta follow us on Instagram.
You gotta follow us on Instagram. You know, comment. Get that engagement up. Make our post pop up in your friend's feed.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, what the hell is this?
What the hell is going on?
And if it's in their feed, they might give it a listen. And look, you don't need to tell them you like the podcast, but if you can just get it out there, that's all right.
You don't have to admit to liking it.
You can tell your friends, listeners, and this is free advice. You listen to this podcast because it's bad and you think it's funny to listen to it.
I'm listening as a cruel joke.
Yeah. It's ironic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You can say that. You can say
hey, I'm sick of listening to good podcasts, so I thought I'd give a bad one a go. 5 stars.
I'm punishing myself.
Yeah, I've been bad.
Yeah. I've been bad. I need something to like punish me. Or I've been too good. I need to humble myself.
Yeah. I need to bring myself down. Thumb cramps.
5 stars.
Thumb cramps. And thank you so much for coming back from the dead, former host, current ghost. Whoa. Joel Zammit, and where can we find you?
Well, you can find me in a beautiful podcast that the three of us do together called Plumbing the Death Star.
Oh, yeah.
You can find short clips of that on TikTok and the Instagram reels and the YouTube as well.
Yeah,
you can also find the full episodes of the more recent Plumbings on YouTube as well. Just search for Plumbing the Death Star or Plumbing Pod, wherever you find all that. And we also do another lovely, amazing show. We guested on this.
Yeah, we on there. There was an episode.
The show guested on this show.
Called Baseless Speculations, and you can find us there wherever you find good or middling or bad podcasts. And I am getting a phone call from my accountant. I should take that soon.
Well,
anyway.
Stay strong, gamers.
Goodbye.
Stay strong to the lists. See you next week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.